morning podcast. This is the first podcast I'm doing in well over a month now. I went really, really hard in the first couple of weeks and found it very hard to keep going, but I just wanted to get this out there. I wanted to push myself to do one again and get back into the rhythm of it because they really help me. They get me on my morning walks as well, and I hope they bring some knowledge and value to you as well. So what I want to do is today is I want to really talk about my three fundamental rules to your achieving your best body. And I want to go through them. I want to talk you through them, whether we're in isolation, whether we're in training at the gyms, it doesn't matter. They all stay relatively the same, and I'm pretty proud of myself because basically I made these rules up while I was going through my first competition back in 2017, and even looking back over them now, I stand by them 100%, and I'm excited to share them with you. Now, before we do that, I want to go through and talk a little bit about my own isolation journey because I think it can be quite relatable to a lot of people. I want to let you know where my weight is sitting, how I've found it, what I've been doing, and you know, I hope they help with you, and I hope they sort of bring a little bit more clarity for yourself. And I don't want people to judge themselves for what's been happening over the last 2 to 3 months, where you've been basically stuck at home with no gyms and everything else. So essentially for myself, I have maintained weight. When I first started, I was actually hoping to lose a little bit of weight. I was hoping to come out of this a couple of kilos lighter, but in most cases, especially for my body type, where I tend to put on weight relatively easily, that just wasn't the case this time. So I went from, when I first started ISO, I was at around 90 kilos. And after that, so probably about 4 to 5 weeks in, I was around 91.8 to 92. I can get my Fitbit scales out and I can sort of get the data out, but the highest or the peak that I saw was 92 kilos. That was a little hard because that is the heaviest I've been in a long, long time. And to be completely honest with you, I was not happy with how I looked at all. And you know, it's very hard for someone to, it's very hard for someone to really look at themselves, and it's very easy to judge yourself during these times. And you know, you think you should be doing better, you think you shouldn't be putting on weight because you're not moving as much, therefore you shouldn't be eating as much. But you know, it's easier said than done. And essentially I just haven't been able to get to like a strict diet for myself. I really commend anyone that was able to hold it on and hold their food right and continue to see results. It was easier said than done for most people. And I know I talked a big game at the start, but you know what? It's really, really hard to keep it going. So my weight went up a little bit. It took me a little while to get into training. So essentially what happened was at the very start of isolation, I found it very hard to do body weight training. I did a couple of videos because I thought they might help other people. And you know, those are the exercises I did. So it looked like I was doing a fair bit, but in reality, there was probably around four weeks or so where I didn't really do much at all. And I didn't have a lot of equipment. So I really only had, you know, 5 kilo dumbbells, had some resistance bands. So they were fun for a little while and we got through a little bit, but it wasn't enough for me to sustain what I was hoping for. Now, luckily, after about a month into isolation, my good friend Julian was able to, his dad actually had some equipment. He had a bench, some barbells. It was sitting out the in his one of his back rooms, and they hadn't really touched it for a while. So they said to me, you know, feel free to take it down and take it back to my house. So that's exactly what I did. And I set up a bench, some barbells. And over the last month or so, I've been just really searching far and wide for some equipment to keep it going. And now looking at it, it's quite a little setup, and I'm really happy with it. So I've got basically a bench, an adjustable bench, which can go all the way up to incline 90 degrees. I've got a flat bench now. I've got some squat racks, or a squat stand, I should say. I've got adjustable dumbbells, got some a whole heap of resistance bands, some kettlebells, some fitballs. So, you know, it's really come along together, and now I'm really starting to find my groove. It's also really hard when you have a partner as well, and you know, you're trying to use this time to spend a bit more time with them, and you know, I think time just gets away from you sometimes. So, like I said, there was a good 4 weeks where I didn't really train at all. I was still taking personal training sessions, so that was what was getting me really down, because I could go out there and I could train other people, and people were getting really good sessions and they were enjoying it, and I knew personally that there was more than enough equipment to get a really, really good workout, and I was just struggling to get myself into that rhythm. And to, you know, I would wake up first thing in the morning and I would say, all right, this is the time, I'm going to get out there and then I'm going to do a workout, and I would end up just sitting on the laptop or sitting in the office desk for, you know, 3-4 hours and just watching the time go by. And yeah, that was really hard to come to terms with. But over the last week or so, I would have to say has been excellent. So as far as my weight, sitting at 90, I'm sitting at 90 now, so I got rid of those last little 2 kilos that was frustrating me a little bit. And my body fat, so obviously I use the Fitbit Aria scales, so I'm not going to say that they're completely accurate, but I've been using these same scales for quite a while now. I've been using them for about 3 to 4 years, and I like to use them as my way of making sure that I'm on track. So essentially it's putting me at around 20% body fat, and that's not too bad. And even as my weight went up, it stayed around that body fat percentage. So that doesn't mean that I haven't put on any body fat. So because my weight went up but my body fat percentage stayed the same, it means that the same percentage of that weight is body fat. So I probably put on a little bit of body fat, probably didn't put on a hell of a lot of muscle. But look, I'm now, me and my partner Talia are really looking into it now. You know, our diet is getting a little bit more on point. We were doing a bit of HelloFresh, but it was always those nighttime snacks that was really getting the most of me. And you know, I really was judging myself for a while there. You know, every time I would eat something that I felt like I shouldn't be having, it really got to me. And that is not something, it's something that I tell my clients, you know, not to let happen, you know, to not let yourself judge. And you know, if you're feeling it, you know, you should just have it and get it out of your system and then get back on it. But if I, as I'm saying, it's easier said than done. So now for myself, we're going to be doing our own meal prep. We're going to be cooking ourselves, doing a big shop today, and I really think it's going to be the start of something good. Now also, recent news shows that if everything keeps going to plan, June 22nd is going to be when gyms reopen from the coronavirus pandemic, as long as obviously, you know, transmission rates stay relatively low, which is quite exciting. So look, we basically have about 4 weeks, or we have about a month now until things get back to normal, I guess, if that's really what you want to call it. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next couple of weeks. But I really want people to use these next 4 weeks to, at the very least, prime themselves, get back in, you know, get your diet a little bit more in shape, and, you know, prepare yourselves. And I'm really excited for it. I hope everyone else is. I know we've all been missing it quite well, and that's why I really want to talk about today my 3 main rules that can really help people to achieve their best body. And like I said, this can be used, well, these rules apply to isolation training, they apply to gym, they apply to even someone that isn't doing a lot of training. You know, I'm really happy with how these rules turned out. So without further ado, I want to go through them. So my first rule to achieving your best body is always muscle retention over weight loss. Now, for most people, you know, it's very easy to get or to romanticize a number on the scales. It's very easy to think that there's a certain number on the scales that when you achieve it, you're going to look a certain way and you're going to be happy. And nine times out of 10, that's not the case. And even if it was the case, what you're telling yourself is, if I stay at a certain weight, let's use myself for example, because it is, it makes sense. You know, I'm sitting at around, like I said, 90 kilos at the moment. And I know, because I have done my diets in the past, and I know that I feel my best at around 82 kilos, right? That's when I am able to achieve most of my personal bests. That's when I feel like I have the most energy. That's when I feel I look my best. And, you know, I feel really good at that weight. However, looking for that weight and trying to stay that weight is not as easy as it sounds, because even when you achieve that weight, it requires to be able to stay that weight for a long period of time, it requires, you know, consistent dieting or constant dieting, especially if it's not a weight where your body seems natural to stay at, you know. So if you don't naturally stay at that weight, I'm 8 kilos over that weight, and for me to get down there is actually very, very difficult. So, you know, if I always romanticize that number, it becomes very, very difficult, and it can be very degrading, or very what's the word I'm looking for here? You know, it's very disheartening when you're not at that number. Now, what I would much prefer when people are dieting, you know, if you're always looking to lose weight, lose weight, lose weight, then I can't guarantee you're going to look that way. Even if I was just to go really hard and I went on like a, you know, 1200 calorie diet, I could get to 82 relatively quickly. But will I look the way that I want to look? I don't think so, because the whole thing, what happened when I was getting down to 82 kilos was I was dieting pretty much perfectly. And one of the main components of a really good diet, especially if, you know, you're looking for a physique in general, is a high protein diet. Now, it's been shown that with high protein diets, you're able to lose more fat and you're able to retain more muscle. Now, the more muscle you retain, muscle is what, you know, what we're looking at, and that's what always makes us look better and, you know, give us more energy, and it actually uses more energy to keep that muscle. Therefore, you know, you can eat a little bit more at that weight. Now, if I was to go on a 1200 calorie diet and I had low protein, low carb, everything was just low, I would lose muscle and I would lose a lot of fat. Now, this isn't a good thing, because I wouldn't look the same way as I did 82 last time when I kept all my muscle. I would lose all that muscle during that diet. And then I wouldn't look the way that I thought I looked, and I wouldn't be able to lift the same way that I lifted. And this isn't a good thing. If something I always ask my clients, you know, when someone comes in and they turn around to me and they say, let's say they weigh 80 kilos and they say, I always felt good at around 68 kilo. You know, that's where, you know, I was when I was in college or high school. And I always know that that felt really, really good. Now, the first question I always ask them is, if you were the same weight now, so let's say, you know, you were 80 kilo, and you had abs right now, would you still want to lose that weight? You know, would you still think 68 is your weight? And the answer is always no, because you're not worried about the weight on the scales. The weight on the scales is completely irrelevant. If we're able to build up some muscle, if we're able to lose, you know, a little bit of fat, but keep all this muscle that we've worked so hard to achieve, you're not going to have to lose as much weight. And losing weight is hard. Losing fat is, you know, it's not hard, but it's taxing on the body. Why, you know, you have to think of it logically. Your body is not designed to lose weight. It is designed to hold on to and store weight, because it is not sure when the next meal is going to come. So, you know, if we're able to allow our body to perform really well and eat really well and lose weight a little bit more steadily and focus more on performance, we'll be able to hold more muscle mass. We will be able to perform much better. You will feel much better. And you're going to be able to do this on a much more long-term scale. But if you're always romanticizing weight loss, and you're always, whenever you exercise or, you know, whenever you get into the gym, you're always thinking about just weight loss. You know, I'm looking for the number on the scales. You're going to have a lot of ups and downs during this journey. But if you're always thinking about retaining as much muscle as possible, so, you know, training really hard, which is one of the main components of keeping muscle mass, you keep what you use. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So we have to train hard to maintain muscle. And at the same time, we also need to keep a very high protein diet, because that's what's going to repair the body. That's what's going to help us maintain the muscle that we've got. So if we're able to do that, then you're not going to have to romanticize the weight on the scales. You're going to be able to drop it down. You're going to be able to be more in control with it. And over time, you'll notice that your body composition will change. And that's what I really want people to use more. I really want people to use more transformation. I really want people to use more photos rather than scales. I like to use scales as a tool because it tells us which way we're going, and you know, the overall calorie balance is going to tell us what's happening to the scales over time. But we need to use photos as the main source of progress tracking. If we are not doing that, we're going to be in for a very, very long road. All right. So my first rule is muscle retention over weight loss, always. Now, my second rule is knowledge over intensity. Now, when I first started personal training, I would always do them for 60 minutes. I would always train for over an hour, and I would basically just go, as soon as they walked in, they would knock on my office window, and we'd go out there and we would do 60 minutes of workout. And, you know, we would just go hard. We would do boxing, we would do weights, we would just go balls to the wall, and they would leave sweating, dying, burning every single session. Now, they felt amazing. You know, everybody would always leave the session and feel really, really good. And, you know, like, oh, that was amazing. But, you know, we would train again. We would train again the next week, and people would get addicted to that feeling. So they would train more sessions with me. They would do 2 a week, 3 a week. And what I started to find was, after, you know, 2 months of training, 3 months of training, there wasn't really a lot of results happening. You know, there was a little bit of weight loss, maybe a kilo. You know, their bodies changed a little bit, but, you know, they were a little bit disappointed in their progress. And I was definitely disappointed because I knew how hard they were working. Now, when you're working really hard, you expect to see the results. But if someone isn't teaching you the knowledge behind why we're doing what we're doing, and someone's not teaching you actually why you're eating the way that you're eating or how to change the way that you're eating, chances are you're not going to be able to get the results that you're after. Now, what I have changed since, and this is completely due to the fact of going into bodybuilding and competing and working with some other trainers like Alfie, you know, one of my mentors, he showed me that getting someone to adhere to something outside of the training session is so much more important than giving them a hard 1 hour session once a week. Because here's what happens. You go hard, right? You come, we do a training session, and you go balls to the wall, and you go as hard as you can, and you burn hundreds of calories, right? Now, in a 1 hour session, even if it was, let's say, for example, pure, let's just go with boxing, which I would consider to be one of the highest burning calorie workouts that there is, you're only going to burn at a maximum 400 to 600 calories within that hour session, right? Now, 400 to 600 calories still isn't a lot in the grand scheme of things. 400 to 600 calories is one meal. It is one takeout meal. So you can do everything right within that session and burn everything you need to within that session. But if you don't actually control the outside factors of that session or of your life, you're not going to get the results that you deserve. Now, this is why. So what I have changed now is if someone gets a 30-minute session with me, I sort of split that up now into like a 60-40 or maybe a 50-50 into talking about their entire week. So I want to know everything from how well they slept to the kind of foods that they ate to, you know, what they feel good about for that week to what they felt, you know, went wrong without that week, and explain to them all these little things that are going to make a big impact on their overall results. And what I started to find was the intensity of the sessions went down. So, you know, we don't train, I would say, quite as hard, you know, or I shouldn't say quite as hard, because, you know, we always train high with high intensity. But what I found was happening was that even though we weren't, let's say, burning as many calories inside that session, we were able to get results much more consistently over the long term. Now, this is super important, because when you're learning, and when you're learning about how you should eat, and you actually have to answer to someone about the foods that you're eating and the sort of activity levels that you're doing, that's when things get really interesting, because, you know, you don't want to let someone down. And this is the exact same thing that happened with me when I have my, when I get myself a personal trainer or a coach, and I actually have to tell them how my week is going. And I know at the end of the week, we're going to do measurements and they're going to look at me and they're going to ask me all these questions. It leaves you with this, you know, 24/7 accountability. And every time you go to do something, you know, you shouldn't be doing, you know, you're thinking about it consistently, and that's where big results lie. So, you know, expanding your knowledge is going to be one of the best things you can do. Now, especially during isolation, we have about 4 weeks left. One thing I try and get people to think about is, even if you're not able to do a hell of a lot of training, I would prefer someone. So let's say, for example, they weren't able to get any equipment. Everything was shut down. Everything was sold out, and they weren't able to get the equipment to, you know, keep their normal training. I tell people, look, that's so okay, because, you know, a couple of kilos of weight gain during this time is just really minuscule in the grand scheme of things. And we're going to be able to fix that up really, really easily if we understand what we need to do when things go back to normal. So I've been telling people, I've been, you know, sending people YouTube videos, you know, people have been looking at courses, you know, just following the right people on your social medias and just learning. Now, obviously, there is a lot of misinformation, but there is also a lot of good information. And I would argue that even if, you know, someone is misinformed, and even if someone is talking, you know, about a particular diet, or, you know, someone is thinking in those terms and they're not, you know, they're learning, but they're learning some wrong things, I would still argue this is a great thing. And being able to understand diets, being able to understand the difference between a keto diet and a high carb diet, being able to understand, you know, macros and calories, and being able to understand, you know, what volume or what, how much training, you know, is overtraining and how much is undertraining, and just understanding some of these terms and learning them is going to give you lifelong results. Because if you are always relying on someone else to do the work for you when it comes to your physique, so, you know, you're just relying, if you go to a personal training session and all you're looking for is just a hard ass workout, but you're not willing to, you know, learn some of the nuances and learn some of the you know, some of the other information that goes around achieving, you know, your goals, I can promise you it's going to take a lot longer than it should. Now, there are so many places and so many people, and I know even around you, because, you know, this is as simple as, you know, even talking to some of your training partners and talking to people in your current space about it, even if they're not super knowledgeable on the fact. I think just opening up these conversations and talking about, talking about your training, talking about the types of foods you're eating, is super, super important. You know, even if you have a question, just typing it into Google instead of just letting yourself wander is going to be really, really important. So what I do is, now with my PT sessions, you know, we do about 30 minutes worth of, you know, talking it out. And sometimes, you know, and then what we do is that as I start to realize that people are getting better and people are, you know, starting to learn and their results are becoming consistent. And when we have these conversations, they're telling me, oh, look, you know, everything went really well. This is what I had. I know this is what I should be doing. And they know what they shouldn't be doing. Then it gets really interesting. And you can turn around to people and, you know, you can say, you can sort of lead the conversation in certain aspects. Then that's when we start to bring back the intensity. But the knowledge has to be there first. If you don't have that underlying knowledge of what you're doing, you should be asking those questions. If you're not asking why, you know, especially, you know, just one of the most common examples is, you know, if someone comes to me for fat loss, I will still get them to do predominantly weights. I will still get them to do predominantly weight training. And now, some people just go with it, but they don't really want to ask the questions. But the people that are asking why and, you know, allow themselves to think about it a little bit more, you know, they will slowly start to see results for the long term. And what my main goal is for people is for people not to need me for the rest of their lives. I want people to be able to be in control of their weight forever. And I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, PTs don't have their role, and as soon as you've learned what you need to learn, that you should just get rid of them. For me personally, I think people should use personal training, people should use coaches as more of a form of accountability, because as I'm starting to, well, not starting to, but as I'm realizing, even when you know, even when all the knowledge is there, following it, sticking to it, and working on it is still just as hard, if not harder, because when you know what you're meant to be doing, when you know the type of foods that work well with you, I have a lot of people where I've written up diet plans and I've written up workout plans, and they worked extremely well when they stuck to it 100%. And they were able to get the results that they wanted. They lost the weight that they wanted. They looked the way that they wanted to look. And then once they stopped following the program, things just slowly over time just get going back to normal or go back to where they were beforehand. And that's so okay, because life is going to be up and down and it's going to ebb and flow. So what you want to use a personal trainer for and a coach for is that accountability side of things. So you really want to use them for, it's hard to explain, but you want to use them to keep you on track while you're doing it. So I have people that just whenever their you know, physique becomes a priority in their life, and let's be honest, right now, should your physique be your number one priority? Should, you know, gaining a kilo or two be, you know, is that a bad thing during a pandemic? I don't know. It depends on the person. You know, it's hard to admit, but, you know, for most people, that's really not too much of an issue. But I know for a fact that there's a lot of people in my space that know exactly what they need to do to achieve the physique that they're after, but they just need to follow it, get back on track. And that is easier said than done. And one of the easiest ways to make that happen is through getting a coach and making sure that they're following it and getting those check-ins every single week and making sure that they are doing the things that they already knew and have known for a long time what they needed to do. So if you focus on the knowledge side of things, if you focus on actually expanding, you know, what you know about your body, you know, so this means understanding supplementation, understanding, even this also means, you know, inner knowledge, so understanding what foods work good for you and what foods make you feel disgusting, you know, what foods make you feel bloated, you know, bowel irritation, all these things. If you're experimenting with this stuff, you're going to get lifelong knowledge about yourself. And once you have this knowledge behind you, that is when we get to pump that intensity But if you're just using intensity to get you to your goal result, to get you to your goal body, then I can promise you, even if you do get there, then it is going to be short-lived, because that intensity is going to go up and down based on your mood, based on your sleep, based on your priorities at that given time. Whereas when you have the knowledge, therefore you can make smarter decisions, you don't have to work as hard, and you can adjust that intensity as you go while keeping the knowledge there. So rule number two is knowledge over intensity, one of my favorites. And my last one, guys, is consistency over complexity. Now, when I, as a personal trainer, get a lot of funny questions, you know, whether white rice is better than brown rice, and while, you know, if is the treadmill better than the cross trainer. Now, these questions do have validity, but to who? You need to answer what your individual goal is. Now, if your goal is to just lose between 5 to 10 kilo, or if your goal is to tone up, or to, you know, just, you know, gain a little bit of muscle, and, you know, you're on the lower spectrum, you're not looking to make this a career, if you're not looking to make your physique a monetary career, you know, whether it's modeling, whether it's competing, whatever it may be, then you need to be asking the right questions, and you need to be focusing on doing things consistently rather than trying to overcomplicate the easy stuff. So is white rice better than brown rice, or is brown rice better than white rice? Look, it really depends on who you're talking to. If I was talking to a competitive athlete, then sure, there would be some points that I would make on that. But for someone who is just looking to lose a few kilos, you're looking in the wrong direction. And what I would rather you eat, whichever one you enjoy more consistently, and I would rather you choose whichever you enjoy more out of the treadmill and the cross trainer, and just do it again and again and again and again. And after doing it for a period of time, that is when you're going to be able to decide whether it is right for you or not. So what we need to look at here is, if you're overcomplicating things, the more likely you're not going to be able to follow this long term, because the complicated stuff is hard to follow all the time. And that is why people don't compete all year. People compete, you know, once a year, once every couple of years, because that is the only time, or not the only time, but one of the only times where you should be really, really overthinking and being complicated and trying to find the, you know, the little one percenters. But outside of that time, it's about getting the basics right. I've had another coach on here, Coach Munya, and he says it so well, you know, it's about the basics. You've got to get those basics right. And, you know, and this is where it all stems from. If you can eat 4, 3 to 5 separate meals a day, and in each of those 3 to 5 separate meals, we have high protein, and we keep our steps relatively high, let's say above 7,000, and we're able to look at that, and we weigh ourselves regularly, we will get results. You know, this is where everyone should start. But before people even get to that point, they're asking all sorts of crazy questions. And I need people to, you know, really shift the way that they look at it. You know, when you're looking at your physique, or when you're looking at your next plan of attack, are these simple things in there? You know, is your water intake, you know, above your 2.2 liters? Is your sleep above 7 hours? Is your training at more than 3 days a week? These little things are going to make the 90% difference. And then the other 10% is not as important until you've actually achieved that 90%. We can achieve goals by, we can achieve our physiques by, you know, just following these simple things, and, you know, not worrying about it. You can still achieve it by eating a little bit of chocolate here and there and doing these little things. But if if you're not doing the basics, then you're going to have a really, really hard time in getting it right, because you're going to start to get frustrated because you're not seeing the results that you want, but you feel like you're doing all this hard work, but you're not doing the basics, and you're not doing the basics consistently, you know. So a little tip that I like to use is to start with something. I like to call them anchors. So things that are just so, so easy for you to do. You know, something, for example, like water, one of my favorite ones to start. If someone wants to start with their fitness journey, I always try and get them to start with just getting more water in. And it sounds so silly. And so many people look at me and they feel like I'm cheating them because I'm not giving them the inside secrets. Let me tell you, there is no insider secrets. I have spoken to some of the best in Australia, and I can tell you there is no secrets. They are, it's calorie balance. It's energy balance, and it is, you know, training hard. And if you start with these things, they will make such a difference to you. And if you can't get them right first, the other things aren't going to work for you. So starting with the things that we can do extremely consistently and then building on top of those is where I like to start. So start with your anchor. Start with whether it be, you know, being able to get a really consistent sleep, whether it is being able to get in 3 liters of water a day, whether it is being able to go for a walk every single day. I'll be completely honest with you, it doesn't matter all that much where you start, because as soon as you can get something going every single day of the week, as soon as you can get something going, you know, every day, and no matter what, it's a non-negotiable for you, this is when the little habits start to kick in, and this is where consistency starts to come in. And that is when I really, really start to see people feel better, look better, and achieve what they're looking for. So those is where I would start. Those three rules have gotten me through a lot of a lot of hard times with my own body. You know, it's very easy for myself, you know, even with the first rule, muscle retention over weight loss, it's very easy for even myself to, when I start to look at my body and I start to see some extra body fat coming on around my stomach or anything like that, it's very easy for me to start thinking, oh, you know what, I've just got to go on like a very low calorie diet. I've just got to go basically just fast for, you know, a few weeks and I'll get back to normal. But what happens with that is that's when the crashes and, you know, the ups and downs really start to come. And you do not want this, because this, it creates such bad habits for yourself. And doing crash dieting and just going really low calorie most likely will result in high rebound. So a little tip for people is when you're starting your diet, try not to start too low. You know, it is so okay if in the first week you don't lose much weight at all. I like to start it a little bit higher and find out where your maintenance calories is. Now, what maintenance calories is essentially the amount of food that you can eat and keep the same weight, and, you know, watch your weight be steady. Now, what people don't realize is for most people, you know, what you're eating from day to day right now is, I hope, is your maintenance calories. Because, you know, if you're weighing yourself somewhat regularly, you know, every couple of days, once a week, whatever, you'll find if you're in just sort of like your normal day-to-day life, that is, your weight will stay relatively consistent quite naturally. If it's not, then that's a problem within itself. And you need to find how much food you can eat and maintain that weight of yours. If you don't have that number, then it's going to be a very, very hard time for you to keep this going. And it's going to be very hard for you to diet, because you don't know how much you can eat. You know, it is a science, and there's a lot to learn for myself and for even the experts out there. No one is perfect at this, but it does come down to that overall energy balance. So thank you. the three rules to achieving your best body. I'll go over them one more time. So number one, muscle retention over weight loss, always. Another good way to think about this is performance over weight loss. And that's another thing from one of my other guests. So performance should be your anchor when it comes to fat loss, muscle gain, achieving a good physique, because achieving a good physique is not just about losing the fat. There needs to be muscle there to show off and to get that toned look that you're really after. Rule number two, knowledge over intensity. So always learning, always trying to understand more about your body, more about fat loss, more from your peers, more from the experts. You know, find out where you can learn this stuff out. There are so many studies. There are so many people doing amazing work to help people do this consistently and actually end the obesity epidemic, which is just so hard for people to, you know, get on track with. So the more you understand about what you're doing, the better. So don't just go into your PT sessions, don't just go into your diets thinking it's just going to be a quick one size fits all. Do it, and if it doesn't work, it's the diet's fault. It's not the diet's fault, it's something that you're doing, and the more you understand about that, the better you're going to be. And rule number three, consistency over complexity. Don't overcomplicate things. Keep things consistent. If you find something that works for you, do not stop doing it. Don't stop. Always looking for the things that you can do again and again. We all know the foods we should be eating. If you're not sure, go back, listen to some of my other guests and other podcasts that I have on here. They go into really, really good detail, especially the bodybuilding dietitians. They are just amazing, and they talk about the exact foods that, you know, we should be putting into our bodies and how we should manage all these things. So keeping these things in consistent, do not overcomplicate it. As soon as you start to overcomplicate these things, you're going to have a really, really hard time doing this for the long term, and the long term results are by the people that can do it again and again and again. So keep the routine and keep it going. Those are my three rules. I really hope that they are helpful to you. And if you're not sure, if these don't really resonate with you, or it was kind of you find something that doesn't really apply, or you're not sure what things you should keep consistent, or you're not sure where to start looking for this knowledge, and you're not sure how to manage your performance and how to actually track your performance, please message me. I really want to turn this podcast, it's actually, if you can't notice, it's actually very hard for me to talk to myself when we're doing this. So what I would love to do is get some people on who, you know, are on this journey and are trying to do it, and whether they're struggling, whether they're doing really well, I'd love to talk about it with you and share your journey as well. So please message me, Instagram, Facebook, I'm pretty much everywhere. Let me know where you're at, and I would love to either get you on here, answer some questions, and create a community of people who are looking to achieve their best body, their best self, and, you know, be the best version of whatever they're trying to be. I really hope this was helpful, and I will catch you guys later. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for letting me in on your morning walk. It has been an absolute pleasure to get some people on here that want to talk to you about health optimization and staying motivated during times like this. I really want people to stay on track with what they're doing. Don't forget how good fitness and enjoyment and exercise is to your lifestyle and to everything that you do. So please keep it as a part of your routine. Use these podcasts to let them join you and to keep you on track and keep your mind on track. If you know anyone that is doing morning walks and is trying to keep their healthy habits on check, I would love for you to share this with them. Please review it, tag me in your stories. It's all going to be super helpful to me getting some amazing guests to talk to you about everything health, fitness, nutrition, and how to get your best body. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.